Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Hey! Thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox, and myself, LeVar Arrington. Make sure you catch us live weekdays 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern or 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Black man ahead of town. Well, they go out. And what a man.
Hell yeah, Lee. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. You can find us on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country. And you can always find us live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Do you guys remember any good draft rumors about you during the draft process where you saw a report or heard something and were like, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that was a thing. Like a team that was potentially going to make a move or a team that was potentially going to jump up and draft you or where you were projected to go and you just kind of watched on the outside and said, that's about me. Like, do you any good ones from back in the day?
I mean, I feel like I've told these stories 1,000 times, though.
Not the rumor part of it. I know the Gruden, telling you he was going to draft you in Tampa, but as far as just the rumors leading up to the draft... Because I mean, every day there's a new one.
The Dolphins, like that was one I've told night before the draft. Charlie Weiss was contacted by someone from the Dolphins. They were sent like a package of Dolphins stuff with a note. My agent was like, hey, they're going to take you at number 9. So we were like fully intending on that being the pick if I got there. But every team I met with or visited in the draft before then was somewhere ahead of the Dolphins. So there's still a chance I could go somewhere else. So after hearing all that, I was just like, all right. And when the 9th pick came around, that was what I was expecting. So when it didn't happen, a lot of people look back, they're like, well, why was you surprised? I'm like, well, I had been told by a lot of people like that was what the pick was going to be. And Cam Cameron was at the head coach at the time. Terry Shea, who was the quarterback coach, who I'd worked with before the draft a little bit, had a good relationship with, good rapport. Ended up not being the case, and they went 1-15 and got fired the next year.
They sent you, like...
Not me.
But they sent over Dolphins gear, a note, everything, yeah. And then just decided, yeah, we're not going to... Okay.
Yeah.
Why? Like, were they trying to smoke somebody out? Like,
I've heard a story of what happened, but I can't... I'm not going to get into it. But here's what I'll say is there are times when there's certain people who will put their job and reputation on the line, and they'll pound the table and they'll make a scene for certain guys. And in this instance, like that stuff happens. So sometimes it'll persuade, you know, people to go a different direction. But like I said, I mean, that whole crew got fired after 1 year. So, yeah.
I don't have any great stories for you on the rumor mill front. I apologize.
Jonas, do you have any good stories for us? Any rumor mill stuff for you, buddy?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I go, no, yeah. Definitely not. No. Everything you hear is either, you know, probably a lie, and I just roll with the lie. Yeah, that's fine. Say what you want. That doesn't matter to me. Just continue on with the lie. The reason I ask, though, is because, as we've mentioned, we have got all sorts of rumors leading up into this draft. And the latest rumor is that the Washington Commandos, their phone has been ringing. Teams are trying to get up to that number two pick. One of those teams is the Las Vegas Raiders, who have reached out to the Washington Commanders for that number two pick, presumably because of the relationship that Antonio Pierce has with Jaden Daniels. Maybe that's a guy that they would like to have play quarterback for them, which means Gardner Minshew is going to get the screw job again if this trade does go through. But the Commandos don't appear like they're willing to move off of that. The other one is that the New England Patriots, who are sitting at three, that they would take a quarterback but are open to the idea of trading back, and that the New York Giants are one of those teams that has reached out. That, according to Jordan Renan of the of ESPN in New York, who says that the Giants have contacted the New England Patriots. The feeling is they like Drake May, so if that was a possibility, maybe New England's a team that moves back. So that would leave Minnesota sitting there, the Denver Broncos sitting there, and everybody kind of jockeying for one of those early picks in the top three or four. And apparently the Commandos don't appear to be sitting at two, willing to move off, even though the Raiders have reached out. So there's your latest speculation.
And so if the Raiders are reaching out based upon the logic that you just presented, then doesn't that make you feel as though Drake May is the third guy? If I'm Washington, I'm like, all right, well, they're trying to move up clearly for Jaden Daniels. Does that more so solidify maybe feeling like he's the guy you should take with that pick?
Maybe that's their opinion, though, right? I mean, there it could be differing opinions.
Everybody's boards is different.
Yeah, so maybe if that's what they're looking for. And so for the Commanders, maybe they might be saying, well, we like Drake May, but how do we move back with the Raiders and get all this draft capital, but then get the guy that we still want, right? That's the game you're playing. I think what's interesting about reports like this, when I read things, is I go, okay, why don't you call the Bears? Why don't you call the Bears? Make them say no. At least see what the market is. If I was a young general manager in the NFL, I would call up every single team to know what the price is. And I would start keeping a track of every single general manager that I talk to, what that price is, what it's going to mean, who they're potentially looking at taking in that spot, and what it would take to get them out of that spot so I can get the player that I want. I would start keeping track of all of that. So I'd have this database of how this all works year after year after year. And so if I'm the Las Vegas Raiders and Tom Telesco is acting as their general manager, who's been in the NFL for a long period of time, my question would be, well, why wouldn't you call the Bears? See what that is. Like, you make everyone say no, or at least have the knowledge of knowing what that price would be. Maybe Chicago says there's not a price. You know, Pete Prisco told us that story yesterday, right? Of, was it Gregson? Who they offered their entire, someone offered their entire draft for Andrew Luck. He's like, no, we're good. You know, maybe there isn't a price. But at least make them tell you what that is. So, okay, that's what a generational prospect looks like. There is no price. We're not getting to that guy. But then what about Jaden Daniels? What about Drake May? What about J.J. McCarthy? What are the prices if we're suspecting those teams take those teams? I laugh when I read these reports of, well, they've contacted number two. Why stop at two? Why would you stop at the second team? Why would you stop at the third team? You should know what every one of those teams' price is. And then decide, are we willing to sacrifice what it takes to get this guy? Because if we get Patrick Mahomes, if we get Josh Allen, it's not going to matter. No one's going to question what we gave up to get that quarterback.
That's true. if it works out.
Right. That's, which is in those two cases, I think we'd make the case it's worked out.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously in other cases you can make the case, yeah, it's not going to work out. But that's the reality of it too, is no one's going to question you if it does work out. If it doesn't work out, you're done anyway.
I think there's some people out there. I won't say that. I won't state it that way. I think it's interesting that I feel as though Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback in this draft. And feeling that way, and listen, maybe I was off on Zach Wilson. I get it. But, you know, your picker's off sometimes. You know, I think my picker's on this time.
I don't keep score.
Well, I think my picker is on. Imagine if, just for the sake of S's and giggles, that this has been a smokescreen all along for the Bears to take Caleb Williams, and you get a team like the Raiders who desperately may, as reported, may want a Jaden Daniels at two.
By the way, real quick, plus 2,500, those odds you could get, at least based on last night. If you feel like the Bears, it's a smokescreen, they're going to take Daniels.
Imagine if they took Daniels number one.
Oh.
Imagine if they took Daniels number one. I mean, I think there would be tremendous fallout just because of how much coverage has been on how much of a lock it is for the Caleb Williams to go number one. But
I don't think – do they have Topgolf in Chicago? I don't think they do.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. So maybe that is an ideal landing spot for him.
Dang.
Yeah. I do think that'd be welcomed by Washington if that was the case, right? I mean,
of course.
Caleb's from D.C., so that'd be big from that perspective. Cliff Kingsbury was at USC with him, so there'd be familiarity.
Yeah.
I mean, if that scenario presented itself, I don't think Washington would be upset by it.
If that's the case, why wouldn't Washington work to try to get the number one pick?
I heard that they did call the Bears.
Oh, they did?
And they said no.
Hell no.
So, like, that should tell you the difference, how the Bears have their board stacked, that they see such a difference between the first and second quarterback that they're not willing
to
move back a spot.
Yeah.
Not even a spot. And they probably could have gotten another first-round pick out of it and sort of added to their haul.
By the way, kudos to Ryan Poles and the job that he's done. I think constructing the roster, but just handling everything. I mean, I remember going back not too long ago when the 49ers fleeced the Bears and traded back, I believe, one spot.
Yeah.
So the Bears went up and took Trubisky at two. Is that right?
Yeah, and they took Solomon Thomas.
Yeah. And by the way, not that it, like, you know, Solomon Thomas is a good player, didn't really work out there. But still, they end up getting draft picks out of it just to make them think they were going to potentially take Mitchell Trubisky.
I think, was it Peter King? Somebody was in the Niners war room when the Bears called them, and the Niners were shocked. Like, wait, what? And then when they drafted Trubisky, they couldn't believe it. They're like, okay, we'll take it. But yeah, and you also consider with Chicago, where they were at salary cap-wise, they get rid of Khalil Mack, all of those guys. Basically tear it down, build it back up, and here they are with draft capital, salary cap space, coming off a 7-win season, and potentially the ability to land. Look, the DJ Moore addition to that trade with Carolina and how Carolina performed last year, you could end up with DJ Moore, Caleb Williams, you know, Keenan Allen, and whoever else came with that draft haul and all those picks going into next season with salary cap space still left over. So that at least is the speculation, though, that the Bears are not willing to move off the number one pick, but the Raiders would like an opportunity. I will say this. I don't think the Raiders are going to trade that far up. And if Drake May is sitting there at three, everybody keeps talking about J.J. McCarthy going to the Vikings. That would mean that Minnesota would probably have to want to trade up to, what, 4, 5, because Denver's also interested in J.J. McCarthy. It feels like those two teams are kind of jockeying for a trade up. And if the Raiders only like Jaden Daniels as far as a trade up option, Michael Penix to the Raiders is a possibility. Mm. And Michael Penix with Antonio Pierce in Las Vegas would be a lot of fun. Mm. So Gardner Minshew gets a screw job yet again. Guy can't catch a break, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that one works.
What do you mean you don't
know? I don't know.
You don't know nothing?
No.
Nothing at all?
Of course I do.
What do you?
Of course I do.
Damn.
Of course I do.
Wait, are you holding this in your wallet and then you're going to open it up? You're going to open up your billfold on draft night here at Fox Sports Radio
I'm not.
And hold back from us?
I do not share the details of what I learn in intimate conversations. I don't do it.
He doesn't kiss and tell, is what he said.
Even if it made me look good or whatever, or gave me more credibility within this industry, I just don't do that stuff. There's a lot of times I could do that. I don't do that.
Well, the hard thing is this: Jonas is going to put you on blast if you do.
Yeah.
Because he's going to say, well, I saw you at, what was it, Mastro's?
Yeah. Mastro's Ocean Club.
You know, with Antonio Pierce.
Oh, I mean.
The exact restaurant and where. And,
yeah.
And with who he was with and, well, you know.
Well, we were together in Vegas not too long ago. So, I mean, that's one of my closest friends.
I mean, I just think, you know, if we're going to do our due diligence here, we've got, you know, a day and a half. Lee, can we get the waiter from Mastro's on the line tomorrow morning so we can find out?
You know what I seriously want to ask you about? Has he talked about, because the penalties for Arizona State and Herm Edwards and their staff came out, and I think Antonio Pierce was part of that, but he's challenging one or two of what he's being, I guess, accused of, because they have to have these show cause penalties, which... Mm. You know, it doesn't hurt him now. He's in the NFL. Maybe he never wants to go back. But could in the future, I guess? And like, is that still an ongoing thing with him?
We didn't even talk about ASU, honestly. Never even came up.
So. Because it's not even the ASU. I think it's just the fact that he's still got to, like, interview and go through an investigation with the NCAA.
Yeah, never came
I've always up. Wondered, like, at that point, when you're a coach in the NFL, you're just like, all right, dude, whatever. I don't care. Like, I'm not there. I'm not recruiting kids right now. I'm in the NFL. I'm probably not going to go back anytime soon. I've always wondered that.
It's
like Pete Carroll.
Pretty surreal feeling, yeah. Though, being around a dude that's the head coach of a storied franchise, and it's like you guys go way, way back. Like, if you'd have told me, like, one of my closest friends is going to end up being a head coach. Like, we're hanging out in Vegas after an event that the Raiders had thrown, and I'm just, like, trying to comprehend it all. It's kind of weird, but it's super cool. Like, everybody's, like, coming up to him, coach, hey, coach, coach, coach. Like, I'm sitting there looking out, I'm like, bro, you're a goddamn head coach.
You don't think he feels the same way about you getting to work with Brady Quinn every morning?
Sure.
I mean, come on.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
100%.
Hey, that brings up another point that I don't think is talked about enough. There are people who don't like calling coach a coach. Like, when you're a head coach or a coordinator or something like that.
Yeah.
To me, I've always felt like, if people understood the sacrifices like these coaches make, and I'm talking every sport, that they make for their family in life to pour themselves into others and the sacrifices they make, if they understood that, it upsets me at times when people will be like, oh, Bill, hey, Antonio. It's like, I get it. You're trying to call him by his name. But like, call him Coach Pierce. It's a title like doctor. If the guy was a doctor, you'd give him his, you know, his due for all the time he sacrificed, effort he put in. It's very same as a coach. Yeah, I always find that kind of disrespectful a little bit, you know?
Isn't that what Deion Sanders got upset
about? Oh, yeah. Yes,
he
did.
They didn't call him coach, and he got a lot of blowback for that.
Well, he politely asked him to reference him as coach, and he didn't. And that's where it got kind of, you know,
yeah, and I see his perspective with that, because it's a hat that you wear that you really don't even take off. Like, you're talking about now socially after the event, everything else, but especially with, like, young men and younger people, which, don't get it twisted, the NFL, the average age is like 23 years old. Maybe with, like, rounding up to 24. The young people, your brain's not even fully developed till 25. Like, these people are mentoring, they're coaching, they're impacting people's lives. Even though it's about football, it's about money, it's about everything else, there's still that element of it. I've always hated that. When people, oh, no, call him by his first name. It's like, no, man, he's earned the right to call him coach.
I said, how is it? He said, hard. I said, what do you mean? He's like, dude, it is hard. So, here you go. It's hard being a head coach of a National Football League team.
Yeah. Well, listen, tell you what's not hard. You go on DraftKings right now, Michael Penix Jr. +200 to go to the Raiders.
There you go.
So there you go. you want to get.
What else is now? Who's the favorite to go to the Raiders?
He's the favorite.
Yeah,
he's
at plus 200.
At plus 200. Yeah. J.J. McCarthy plus 130 to go to the Minnesota Vikings. Also, can I call out J.J. McCarthy? Bit of a fraudulent act and fraudulent statement. I saw somewhere, and I forget, you know, because I can't keep track of all these podcasts and places that people are showing up on. But he said somewhere that going to the Minnesota Vikings would be a dream, a perfect scenario, because he grew up in Chicago. He grew up a Bears fan, sustained in the Midwest. That is a disrespectful statement. If you're a Bears fan, you don't want to go to the Vikings, okay? Do you know how Bears fans feel knowing that Jim McMahon spent time in Minnesota? It's disgusting. It's just disgusting. So for that reason alone, I'm calling into question the character of J.J. McCarthy there.
That sounds about right for draft time.
Just want to point out.
Do you guys notice how there's not as much drama this draft with the quarterbacks and all that? David Mulugeta must not have a quarterback prospect that he's
so funny.
Bitch and whine about.
He's so funny.
I mean,
because all, and here's what I'll say, is all the stuff that has been said about Caleb Williams and all the reports that have come out, Jaden Daniels is upset and everything else. It would have been Ryan Clark, it would have been like someone who would have made a racial thing or something out of it. And yet you haven't heard any of that.
It is interesting. Yeah.
You haven't heard any of that this year. I wonder why.
It is interesting that nobody's like standing on a table somewhere shouting at the disrespect that Caleb Williams gotten for hugging his mom. It is weird.
It's just funny how like they'll look at it and talk about it one way, but it's never talked about the other way. It's like, wait a second. So when we start being critical of other dudes, like no one's going to call that out? Oh, okay. I see how it is.
It's an interesting observation.
It is. Yeah. Only a year removed from it, but some people will show you their true colors, and it's not that hard to see them.
Oh, that's great. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. All right, so coming up next here, we are going to tell you about somebody in the NFL who's trying to calm you down. All right, they know what they're doing. They understand what's happening here, and apparently they can see into the future of the NFL. We'll tell you who that is next here on FSR. But for centuries, the bond between horse and human has been forged by trust and hands-on care. Now the sport of thoroughbred racing is combining those traditions with cutting-edge technology and meaningful reforms, raising its safety standards to the highest levels. New investment in wearable biometric devices that measure subtle changes in a horse's stride and the use of advanced imaging technologies help flag potential problems for early intervention by expert veterinarians, reducing injury risk. Scientific experts test, measure, and analyze racing surfaces to ensure consistency. And the sport's new independent regulator, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, is implementing comprehensive reforms, including state-of-the-art testing, monitoring, and strict enforcement, along with new uniform safety standards, enhancing veterinary protocols, and other measures to ensure the safest environment possible for racing. Meaningful reforms, the latest technology, higher standards. Every day, the sport equine athletes are surrounded by an ecosystem of care and commitment to do more to protect both horse and rider, so that win or lose, it's safety that runs first. To learn more, you just visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safety runs first.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield
wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries, they helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do it yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker, fishing trips made easy. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up in a little over 15 minutes from now, it is our midweek awards. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly, and they will be yours here on FSR. You know, we've been talking a lot about the draft, and a friendly reminder that the draft this year is brought to you by our friends at Express Pros. If you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to find the location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And again, our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night live here on Fox Sports Radio. That's tomorrow night, Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, Big Noon Kickoffs Rob Stone, and the main event of it all, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington. We'll have pick by pick predictions.
What was his name?
LeVar. Yeah.
Burton.
Yeah. Oh, I'm named after. That's who I'm named after.
What would you do if he said that and slipped up?
It's all right. No offense.
What if it was LeVar Ball? If I said LeVar Ball?
It might be different.
Well, listen.
A little different.
All those guys will be on the call. Pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio. And the iHeartRadio app presented by Express Pros. Jerry Jones, he's talking about the lack of a extension done for Dak Prescott, for CD Lamb,
for Micah Parsons as the Dallas Cowboys get ready for the draft and get ready for this upcoming season. And so Jerry Jones spoke with the media yesterday just about, listen, how he feels about sort of the lack of activity as the Cowboys are trying to look forward to next year with no long-term solution for either of those guys set in place yet.
You may be working on it and not moving anything but your eyebrows. Who in the world would think that we're not working on it? I work on it. It pops open at 2 in the morning sometimes. What you're actually question is why don't you have something done and negotiated and put in the drawer? Well, we'd like to see some more leaves fall. We'd like to see some more action.
About those numbers going up as a result of other teams paying some of these players at their positions.
I worry about, if you're asking me, do I worry about things going up? Not worry, but I probably have as good a feel as anybody living on this earth what the cap is going to be 3 years from now and 4 years from now, 5 years from now. I really do. We've got exceptional insight into where the cap is going to be, more so than a lot of people.
Yeah, so why don't you guys relax, all right? Stop pressuring Dallas to get a deal done for these guys. They know what they're doing, all right?
Yeah, well, but
it's not like Jerry Jones.
It's like, I know the cap, but I need to see more action. Like, which one is it?
I mean, it's not like they haven't, you know, waited this out before and it's gone well for them, even though they lost in the negotiation with Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. You know, listen, they got this whole thing figured out.
He's a betting man. He's going to bet another time on whether or not Dak can have Dak was having a career year until he got injured, and they still paid him, right? They owned up to it. They didn't have to, but they did. So they find themselves in the spot, and I think Dak's betting on himself. They're probably betting on themselves. There's not really much they can do because of the stipulations of the contract. And I wonder if there's a part of them that's not betting that they're going to fail because they don't want Dak to fail. But they're betting that he's not going to be able to justify the contract that he received the first time around.
Mm. Even though he's gotten better.
He's a dead man walking.
Dak Prescott is?
Dead man walking.
I think he's good. Like, because if he just plays the way that he's played there for majority of his career, he's going to get paid by somebody. If it's not Dallas, it's going to be somebody.
Well, yeah, well, if you're saying he's good that way, but he's a dead man walking in Dallas. I'm curious as to what his accomplishment level needs to be in order for him to maintain. I think that's more the intriguing question. What keeps him a Dallas Cowboy versus what ends up leading to him departing? To me, I wonder, is it Super Bowl or bust? Like, when he says, I need to see action, what does that look like? You know CeeDee Lamb's action is legit. You know Micah Parsons' action is legit. You got to pay them. You're not letting either one of those guys go. Out of the three, if you're saying who's the one you got to let go if you're not happy with the results of the season, it's got to be Dak Prescott.
I would say let's look at if you rank them, each at their position. Micah Parsons would be up there top of the league, right?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, top three. Like, where would you put him as I don't know if you would put him as an edge rusher. I think that's, you know, off the ball linebacker, however you describe him. You'd put him at the top. CeeDee Lamb, probably put him at the top. Where would you put Dak Prescott?
Not at the top. That's for certain.
But when? I mean, yeah, after, you know what I'm saying? After the Patrick Mahomes, the Lamars, yeah, the Josh, yeah, Allen, the Joe, you know, yeah, healthy Joe Burrow.
Right. I mean, that's, you just named four right there. Like he's a tier two. Yeah, he's a
tier, but you're saying top 10?
Yeah, I'll put him in top 10. Bottom. I'll put him in top 10.
Like eight, and he was like 8 to 10.
Yeah, I'll put him in the top. I think you're hating on him if you don't put him in the top 10.
I'm only asking because if you're looking at like how you'd go about looking at market value.
Yeah.
And they'll be saying, well, look how his contract or what you're saying or what you're trying to get from us would compare to the rest of the league. But if he's trying to reset the quarterback market, which anytime you hit free agency, you have the opportunity to do that, it might be hard for him to justify it, at least based on production. Now, he is coming off his best year this past year. If he replicates that again, it'd be hard not to pay him if you're the Cowboys. But to Jonas's point, like someone would pay him. I mean, the Atlanta Falcons obviously paid Kirk Cousins. You know, he makes it to free agency. They're able to pay him $100 million.
He's on that, and he's on that tier. He's that tier type of quarterback.
I also wonder this. Say they go to next year, and it looks like this year. They end up losing early in the playoffs, but Dak has a great year. And you look at it and you go, well, the defense had a meltdown, whatever. And say Dallas decides, all right, we're gonna do this whole thing over again. All right, well, if you let Dak walk away, you're picking in the mid to high 20s in the draft. Right. And I just don't know what better option you have other than Dak Prescott, which is why it's a little surprising that they're just basically just going to roll the dice and see what do we got this year. Because it feels
like... Do you feel like they're settling then?
Do you think they're gambling on the fact that Trey Lance can be a guy if they don't have a draft? No. Damn.
I don't think so.
Well, I don't know.
I just don't know what
I don't know what their angle is, but I just say this. You know what your ceiling is with Dak Prescott, depending on what type of year he has this year. And why would you? To me, I said, here's the only justification of keeping Dak Prescott. Business is still, it's still good. Your bottom line is still increasing as a franchise. He doesn't do anything to your franchise to lose any revenue, to lose any generation of sales, anything like that. He's not bad for business. He's just not good enough for you guys to win a Super Bowl for business. And now that becomes the question, do you lose a player that the community seems to embrace, the fan base seems to be good with? Do you lose that in a risk or in a taking a chance for another guy, whether it's in the draft or through free agency or trade, whatever it may be, to try to take your team to the next level? Do you lose that? See, to me, I feel like they're not going to justify. I don't feel like they're going to justify in their minds paying him an extension if they don't have the type of year that they want. So I think that's what's going to outweigh. I think that's what's going to outweigh everything.
To Jonas's point, though, I think they find themselves in the purgatory. You know, you're not low enough to draft one of the top quarterbacks. Maybe you could say we could trade our whole draft to get up there. But next year's class, and I know we're talking in a, you know, small window here, but it's not viewed as highly as this class. So we don't know how that's going to work once we get there. But if you are in that position where it's too hard to trade down to get the guy that you want, and you're somewhere in the middle of the road, you're probably not going to find it in free agency either. It's like you almost would rather have a boom or bust year, which is tough to root for. But that's the reality of professional sports right now. Like if you look at franchises and how they look to reset, they have to tank. That's the pink elephant in the room. I know we don't want to admit that, but when you look at the years where teams have been able to quickly flip their roster, quickly change the momentum of their franchise, they've got to take a sharp dip before they're able to come back up again.
Is there a player worth doing that for this year? Who do you tank for in this upcoming year? Not this draft, but the next year. Who do you tank for?
I mean, the top quarterbacks are most likely, I mean, Shador's going to be up there for it. I mean, we know that at this point. I mean, he's going to be one of the top quarterbacks, but, you know, after that, I would say
Shador Sanders?
I don't know that he's viewed as a generational prospect right now. Carson Beck's going to be another one out of Georgia that I think will be right up there too. I wouldn't be shocked if he didn't edge him out as the top prospect at the quarterback spot. But, like, those are at least two names.
Yours,
but, I mean, there's already...
Do you tank for yours?
there's already a conversation about Arch Manning.
Is he getting arched?
I looked at the spring game, so... But that's what I'm saying. Like, when Trevor Lawrence got to Clemson, you saw him start as a freshman. You go, okay, that guy's going to be a first round. Like, I'll say this now. There's guys right now playing in college football that I've seen that I'm like, okay. Like, that guy, he's eventually going to be, you know, something. Like, I did do Ohio State spring game. All right? Called it, watched it, prepped, watched some of the players. This is not going to make a lot of Ohio State fans feel great about it, but I think the two most talented guys they've got a quarterback on the roster are the two freshmen. I think it's Julian Sand and Aaron Nolan. That's what I think.
And I don't know how that'll play out this year, but just watch them throw, watch them maneuver within the offense and all that, looking at, you know, all of them and at different points in their career. Devin Brown's been there. Will Howard just got there, but has played the most football. I'm like, if it was me, I'd just go with the young guys because I see more upside there. I see where both Aaron Nolan and Julian Sand can what they can, where they can go and be, especially with more reps, more time. So I don't want to be too outspoken about this, but like, that's where you get those generations. Like when you first saw Andrew Luck, you're like, generational prospect. Came in as a freshman, you saw that, you're like, boom. People already thought that about him. You're not hearing that about like this particular class. Like when Caleb Williams first started playing for Oklahoma, he lit the world on fire. He upseated Spencer Rattler, who was one of the top prospects in his high school draft class, who is still one of the, a decent prospect in this class. Could go second, third round. We don't know where Rattler will go. That young man can sling it. Go back to the Senior Bowl. Look who was throwing at the best of anyone down there. Yeah, he'll spin it. So, like, when you talk about, like, Caleb Williams and how he looks, when he first hit the scene at Oklahoma, he was balling. When he got to USC, wins the Heisman his first year there. Like, that's a guy you look at and say, okay, this kid's special. We're just not seeing that, excuse me, right now at the college football level, looking at, like, next year's class the same way we're looking at this class, where you could have five, maybe six guys go first round. Like, that's not what next year's projecting so far.
Yeah, so the Cowboys might be in a tough spot. It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next here, it is a Wednesday tradition. Our midweek awards, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! What's the secret to catching prize-worthy fish in exotic waters? Learning to fish like a local with Fishing Booker. Hey, Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. There's only one way to turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day, and that's with the valuable knowledge of a local guide. With FishingBooker.com, you have the world's largest booking platform of local fishing guides right at your fingertips. Use Fishing Booker's easy-to-use online booking system and discover thousands of local fishing charters from around the world ready to share their trips
tricks of the trade. Create your perfect fishing experience and search for charters by location, species, salt versus freshwater, and more. Plus, it's smooth sailing with Fishing Booker's simple online payment method. You'll always fish with confidence when you start fishing like a local. Start your angling adventure now with Fishing Booker. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy. There you go, Brady. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you. Coming up top of next hour, we've got a comment regarding a player soon to be in the NFL that might change the opinion of somebody on this show about him. So we'll hear from that coming up here again a little over 10 minutes from now. Before we get to our midweek awards, though, I want to remind you that shortly after the show, our podcast will be going up. So if you've missed any of it, be sure to check out the pod. Search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. Be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Two Pros wherever you get your podcast. You'll see this show posted right after we get off the air.
There are some good things that happen, and there's some bad. And then there's some downright ugly things. It's time for Good, Bad, and Ugly.
All right, lead to laugh. Who's got what this week?
Well, as we do each and every Wednesday, we start with the good. And I know it's a good week because LeVar is delivering the good.
Hey. You know what? I feel like the good for me this week was watching that opening kickoff to our NBA playoffs. Feel really good about them. I know y'all might not have liked the games yesterday, but I actually liked them. I think this is a pretty competitive, good pairing for NBA playoffs this year. I think it's good. What we're seeing is good. We're seeing some new stars. We're seeing some new teams. I think it's good.
All right, Lee, what else?
Well, can't have good without the bad. Jonas, what was bad?
The performance of Ryan Garcia was outstanding on Saturday night.
But his conduct.
All right. Well, his conduct afterwards is pretty funny. But my bad is how you could watch that fight and have it a draw at 112-112. And the fact is, and we talked about this a little bit on Monday, because the right guy won the fight, that'll get ignored. And so we're just going to go ahead and, you know, forget about the fact that one judge had an awful scorecard that could have impacted the outcome of that fight, a legacy, a career, tons of money that was bet in that direction.
One guy had Haney up.
It makes no sense to me. But again, because the result ended up being the right result, that judge gets bailed out. Another issue in boxing / MMA that continues to persist all these years later.
And from bad to worse, Brady, what was ugly this week?
What was ugly? Well, I guess I'll maybe foreshadow what's to come without giving away what I'm going to say. But just some of the comments about the prospects, man. I don't get why we get to this point where we have to allow agents and anonymous sources and people to badmouth the character of the players just to try to prop another guy up or to send out a smokescreen, right, from how one team feels, whatever. We're to that point where the draft's almost here, but people can't help themselves, man. They just can't help themselves with what they say about some of these players. It stinks.
Bastards.
Yeah.
No, they'll get theirs.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.